The founder of the Ford Motoring Company, Henry Ford, once said, "Anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young." This statement was made almost 100 years ago, and science is still validating it. A Brandeis University specialist of aging, Margie E. Latchman, has this to say about education. Education seems to be an elixir that can bring us a healthy body and mind throughout adulthood and even a longer life. It has been revealed through her research that those elderly persons with one form of education or the other, regardless of whether formal education or not, perform better on mental processes of learning than their less educated counterparts. When you acquire new skills, you reduce the odds of getting ailments that affect the old, like Alzheimer's. A study has revealed that older folks who keep themselves mentally active and curious about their environment have less, 2.6 times, chances of developing ailments like dementia and Alzheimer's compared to those that don't, simply because their mind remains active and therefore mentally stimulated. Learning is a continuous process in life, and because we don't need to end the process, we have the opportunity of learning and adopting new skills and techniques throughout life. It's important to always recognize that conventional learning in a classroom is not a prerequisite for learning. What's surprising is the fact that most of the acquired knowledge that we find useful was likely acquired during association with friends and family. You were learning and didn't even know it. This means you can learn anywhere, anytime, and for all your life if you recognize opportunities and take them rather than looking forward to learning from within the four walls of the classroom. Acquiring new practical skill sets is also as important for learning as the learning from books. You won't learn anything new if you don't believe you can, so it's important you nurture a mentality that frees you and allows you to grow. Neuroscience and psychology refuse to agree, though, and state that the brains remain open to learning as there is potential to create new links among neurons even at the ripe old age of 80. To become an ultimate learner, your adopted mentality should be in sync with the workings of your brain. There are two mindsets that people could have suggested by Carol Dweck. The Stanford psychologist labeled them as fixed or growth. The first group of people believe that intellect cannot be developed with work and effort because they are intrinsic and fixed. The second, however, believe that they can improve if they work hard and put in enough effort to be better than they were. The most successful people on the globe comprehend this. Warren Buffett, a multi-billionaire, investor, and business tycoon, devotes a large chunk of his time to reading. All successful people understand that they need to learn ceaselessly. If we want to maximize our potential in life, we must always hunt for areas we can improve on in our lives. Global business enterprises understand that they must go out of their way to help their business. Mega billion-dollar companies like Facebook and AT&T empower their employees by utilizing the efficacy of teaching by supporting their staff to learn new skills for incorporating back into the company. The investment usually yields positive results. If you still don't appreciate the importance of learning, consider this information to help change your belief. 1. Improves odds of attaining success. Getting the best in life is more achievable by individuals who learn continuously and are more adaptable. 2. Stay happy. Learning is not difficult. However, it can be tough and frustrating at times. Not everyone is good at everything, particularly when trying out new sports or pushing our brains beyond limits, trying to encode or decode computer software programs. It may be a nerve-wracking exercise, but the joy of accomplishment is unexplainable. Several studies have emphasized that the level of happiness rises with the loftiness of our ambitions. Imagine that some athletes break down in tears from the joy of breaking records they never dreamt of breaking. Or what it feels like when your software works bug-free. We decide how much time we put into achieving our goals and take possession over what we accomplish. Personal advancement is a route to assurance from tranquility from within. 3. You will improve your income. About halfway through the last century, it was possible to graduate from college and need not go back there till the end of your career. Today, the market is so tense because skills that were ahead of their time 5 years ago are likely obsolete, and those that may be revolutionary in 10 years' time don't even exist today. So if you want to remain relevant in the market for a long period of time and increase your income, you must decide to learn throughout your life. It can be your access to being your own boss and starting your own company. History is laden with models who became famous and learned how to create prosperous business empires without passing through the four walls of the classroom. Among them are Benjamin Franklin, who discovered electricity, Thomas Edison, who is credited with inventing the light bulb, and Henry Ford, who is the founder of the Ford Motor Company, to mention a few. There are so many others that are not so famous but were successful without any qualification, but devoted time to teaching themselves and relentlessly tinkering with stuff. 4. You'll be independent and handy. One thing I admired about my neighbor growing up was all the cool stuff that he knew. He was always tinkering, and it seemed like he knew everything about everything. How to repair shoes, how to garden, how to install drywalls in a home, how to install electrical and bathroom fixtures, how to make awesome pancakes. Even after he retired, my neighbor was always learning new things and acquiring new skill sets. For example, how to repair appliances and televisions. He got so good at it, in fact, that he started a small side business. Because of my neighbor's diverse range of skills, when something broke or he needed something done, he could do it himself. He didn't have to call and pay an expert to do it for him. If he didn't know how to do it, he went to the library, got some books on the subject, talked to some friends, and figured it out.